House Bill 1041, an act to revise certain non-resident license requirements to fish.
House Bill 1041, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Holbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Bill 1041 is a game, fish, and parks bill, and what they're trying to do is clear up some confusion and inconsistencies that presently exist with our out-of-state under age 16 fishermen that come to our state. Presently, the children of our state under age 16 are able to fish free. The children that come in from out of state are dealt with in a couple different ways. One, if they end up fishing with their parents, they're able to fish free, but they cannot count their limit. Their limit must be part of their parents' limit. If they want to count their limit, they have to pay for an out-of-state fishing license, which right now is $59 for a year-long license, or $30 for 3 days, or $12 for a day. Presently, about 630 out-of-state children under 16 have bought fishing licenses last year. However, if they come into our state and they're not fishing with a parent or guardian, they must pay to fish. And this is where some of the confusion takes place. A kid comes over, stays with grandma and grandpa, they go out fishing. The grandparents think it's just like kids in South Dakota. They don't have to pay to fish. And as a result, we find that there's confusion with our people in our state. We find that the law enforcement has a lot of different things to try to figure out when they stop somebody and find out if this person is fishing for a limit, if they're fishing with their parent, who is their guardian. And along with the idea that the Game, Fish, and Parks in their computerized record keeping of keeping track of the fishing licenses would like to see some consistency between in-state and out-of-state students or children. We have about 80,000 out-of-state fishermen come to our state. These people bring a lot of money into our state. Presently, fishing brings in about $250 million in revenue to our state. These out-of-state fishermen fish about 12% of the hours fished in our state. They harvest about 14% of the fish harvest in our state, and they produce 45% of all of the revenue that comes from licenses for our state. So the question is, philosophically, do we have a concern about out-of-state fishermen coming to our state? Is that something that we want to limit? Is that something that we want to promote? If we bring these kids here and we allow them to fish free, are we possibly planting a seed for somebody that will come back someday and use South Dakota as a place to bring themselves, to bring their money back into our state and fish our wonderful waters? Will we find that we are going to end up saying, no, we're not interested in out-of-state fishermen to bring their kids? Are we going to find ourselves saying that it's a wholesome activity and it's a great thing that we are going to promote and we say, bring your kids? It's a great family activity and we open our arms here in South Dakota for you to bring your kids and fish here. Currently, other states treat this around us a little differently. We have three states that are pretty much the same as we are right now: Minnesota, Montana, and Wyoming. Nebraska and North Dakota are slightly easier, and Iowa has it the way that we're trying to do right now, that all out-of-state children under the age of 16 are able to fish free. This bill passed 12-1 in committee. The one vote against it was dealing with the philosophical issue of, do we treat our hunters and fishermen alike? It did not see a lot of concern in committee, and we felt it was a good thing for South Dakota to open up these guidelines and to get rid of some of the confusion. And I urge you to vote for House Bill 1041.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Sigdestad.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I happen to be that one vote that Mr. Representative Holbeck was talking about. And I did have some concerns. What this bill does, it lets the non-resident youth, 16 and under, have the same privileges, like he said, that we allow our youth. Now, I don't feel that is fair or necessary. I am for the bill as it is now, that they can come over and fish. I have nothing against that. I would encourage that and let that fish count for their daily limits. I agree with that, and I think that's great. The bill now, as it states, lets them have a separate limit, which I oppose. We currently have a no limit on non-resident fishing license. I think he stated also that we sold 80,000 non-resident adult licenses and 630 non-resident youth licenses. For this, they can fish every day, all year long, and it's $59. The limit on fishing, as you know, on walleyes and perch has been reduced. We used to catch 4, now it's been reduced to 2. We used to catch 25 perch, now it's reduced to 10. With unlimited youth licenses, this will only put more pressure on our precious resource. In comparison, as he said, I did compare this in committee, we sell or have available 4,000 anywhere non-resident waterfowl licenses that they can purchase. They have to specify, they can hunt for 10 days, and they have to specify what 10 days they want to hunt. This costs them $110. Because of this reason and the unfairness or the parity between hunting and fishing, I oppose this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks, Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to House Bill 1041. The fact of the matter is, this is not a bill about encouraging 16-year-olds from other states to come here so they'll repeat it later. It's really a bill to help the department have a computerization tracking problem that they have. This is an example of what happens when agency bills come in early in the session, and maybe so the sportsmen in South Dakota, fishermen in South Dakota, are trying to catch up with it, and now we have the opportunity to stop this on this floor. Minnesota, Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota are all the same. They're saying that if you are a non-resident, you cannot fish in the state of South Dakota unless you buy a license to do so. Nebraska and North Dakota, yes, they have somewhat less stringent requirements. In Iowa, I can attest, it lets anyone come in and fish below 16, but of course Iowa doesn't have very many fish. And that's why all the Iowans are up in South Dakota. Our current law is a fair law, because what we're really talking about here is what limit should an individual be able to take as equal to a resident and not have to pay for it. Let me give you an example. If this law is to pass, currently, put it this way, currently, if an individual is here and they have a family license, they pay for that one license for the family, they can take 4 walleyes, for example, out of Lake Wabe. Under this law, and if it was a family of a mom and dad and 4 children under the age of 16, they could take 20 walleyes. They could take 20 walleyes every day, as long as their possession limit total after 2 days did not exceed 40, at the same cost that are currently costing today for 4. The 2002 Fishing Handbook for South Dakota, on page 12, 13, 14, and 15, lists northeast fishing season, spring stream closes, and then goes on listing lake after lake after lake, of which we have modified the take limits because of the excessive fishing that's taken place after the floods of 3 or 4 years ago. I believe that fishing is a real opportunity and a privilege, but it ought not be up to the state of South Dakota to offer opportunities to deplete our fishing resource as a free resource to those who want to come in from out of state to do so. To think that people are coming to this state simply when we have such trophy fishing on throughout the state, they're coming here for the quality of the fishing. They're not coming here to have an opportunity to encourage their youngsters and children to fish. They can do that at home as well as we do here before we go to Minnesota. Equity asks and calls for us to oppose this bill 1041. This is not an economic development bill. It is not a bill that's going to encourage people later on to come to this state because of the license fee. It's one that will deplete our fishing population. It's one that is not in the best interest of the fishery in the state of South Dakota. And so I'd urge the members of this body to oppose House Bill 1041.
Further remarks, Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I rise in support of House Bill 1041. We've heard several arguments, and I would go the other way on this. I represent an area, border area of Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota, and we have such areas as Palisades State Park, and we have many families that cross the line. We have tourists that come through the state of South Dakota, and many of them do camping at Palisades State Park, one of the largest parks in the state of South Dakota. They pay a park fee. They often come, whether it be families there, relatives, groups of children, and they enjoy throwing out a line. They're not talking about our walleye catch, the prize fish that we have. We're talking panfish, roughfish, bullheads, etc. as well. So we have to take that perspective also. In South Dakota, we have an opportunity for the young people, and I think we should encourage them. And therefore, I encourage you to pass this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had a question for Representative Brown.
State your question.
Representative Brown, I'm on the Ag Committee, and this bill came through yesterday, and we heard testimony in favor of it from the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. I'm curious as to why, on our committee, we didn't hear one word of opposition against this bill from anybody concerned with the issue.
Representative Brown, do you care to answer the question?
Well, I'd be happy to, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much, and thank you, Representative Roden. I can't answer for the people who did not exist at the committee, whether it was explanation or not, an understanding of what it was about, but I can tell you now, they know about it. They've asked those of us who have some sense of concern about it to express those views. I have done so, maybe not as eloquently as I would have liked if I had more time about it, but I can tell you they do not support this bill, and the sportsmen's clubs that I belong to do not support this bill. And so, why they're there or not, I can't answer Representative Roden, but I can assure you, had they had a better opportunity and knowledge about it, they do not support House Bill 1041.
Further remarks, Representative Hennies, Tom Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I support this bill. I do it for several reasons. Earlier this last fall, my grandson came up from Colorado. He's 2.5 years old, and I was able to get him fishing for about a half hour. That would have cost me $30 or $60 if I wanted to take him again in the spring. There are two things you need to do to keep kids from becoming juvenile delinquents. You take them to church and you take them fishing. You do those two things, they'll always be good kids. And this bill says every grandparent in the state can take their kids out and go fishing with them. And they don't end up in DOC. Now that sounds humorous, but the fact is those kids need the recreation with their parents and their grandparents, aunts and uncles. We're talking about kids that are under 16 years of age here. We're not talking about walleye tournaments. We're not talking about duck hunting. We're talking about kids going out and catching bullheads and perch and little fish and enjoying it. And I think, as does the Game Fish and Parks, and as does probably every person you ask on the street, they think it's already that way. And it ought to be that way. I urge you to vote for this bill.
Further remarks, Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this bill for several reasons, one of which is Representative Hennies is in favor of it. Secondly, who are we kidding? 80,000 out-of-state fishermen come in here every year. 80,000? And they don't want to pay the $30 for a 16-year-old or under. And if his 2.5-year-old grandson comes to fish next year, I'll pay the $30 for him. But we're only kidding ourselves. The only reason they come here, this is the walleye capital of the world. Our natural resources are walleyes, or one of them is walleyes. And our 16-year-old residents should be allowed to have a special perk. Representative Brown talked about Iowa having a free license. That's like the grocer that says advertises pork chops for 10 cents a pound, but he's out of them. They don't have any fish. They can give free licenses. I think we ought to keep our kids here, and we're not going to get anybody to move here because they can get a free fishing license for 16 or under. and I urge you to protect our sportsmen and our kids and oppose Bill 1041. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I too would oppose this bill. In Minnesota, they have a time period that you can fish, much like we have for our hunting seasons. But basically in South Dakota, you can fish year-round for any species of fish. In Minnesota, the season runs late in the spring because of the females laying eggs and that type of thing. In South Dakota, early in the spring, you see a lot of Minnesota fishermen coming to South Dakota and doing a lot of fishing. If you're 16 years old in South Dakota and you want to go pheasant hunting, whether you're in-state or out-of-state, you have to buy a license. This isn't a whole lot different than going hunting and fishing. So I would urge you to oppose this bill also.
Further remarks. Representative Frisley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think this is a good bill. It encourages our young people to get out and enjoy the outdoors, enjoy our fishing. I think the testimony in our committee was that this would not be a large drain on our resource. I would urge the body to vote for this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I'm listening to the comments, I have to think to myself, are we creating a scenario here in South Dakota that if you're of the finances that you can come to this state, then we're going to provide you everything and you can pay for it? But if you're of the lower income, we don't want you to come to the state and spend your time here because we're not interested, because we want you to pay for those licenses for your children. Representative Koistra has alluded to the fact a border state, we are the same way in Yankton. And certainly you're looking at those middle class people to come to South Dakota, and I believe if we look at tourism, their comments are, come to South Dakota, stay close into the area, and we want to provide that. And one side note, any of you that still have children know that if you take them fishing, you're going to spend a lot more than $30 because it takes a lot of food to keep those kids happy. So I would ask you please to support this bill.
Further remarks. Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I have my doubts whether if someone can't afford to buy a fishing license for their child, they probably can't afford to come and camp and buy the food and buy the gasoline and everything else going to cost to come up here on a fishing trip. We grant our residents currently that their children the privilege to fish if they're under age 16 for free. But one of the things we have to remember is those same residents are paying many thousands of dollars in property taxes. They're paying many thousands of dollars annually in sales tax to help manage these resources because those licensing fees alone don't cover the bill. And so, you know, while we grant that privilege to our citizens' children to fish for free, it's our citizens that are picking up the tab for that. So our out-of-state people aren't doing that. So I think it's right and just that we collect the bill.
Further remarks. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Holbeck speaks a second time? You're on the line.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Did I fail to mention that this was a simple little bill when I started? For the same reasons that I've had some people stand up and say that we are going to open the floodgates and all these kids are going to be coming with their parents now so they can take some more walleyes home, I'll give you that same argument back. If they are willing to pay the fee today, they're going to bring the kids. If they want those extra walleyes, they are going to pay. They're not going to load up all the kids because all of a sudden now it's free and we want to just take all the kids to South Dakota. You see the cars coming down our interstate with the boats. These guys are coming out here for recreation fishing. They're not going to change their plans. They're not going to find this way that they're going to end up doing some sort of fish fraud. And that was the question that I asked the Game, Fish, and Parks. They said they are not concerned with fish fraud. They're not concerned any more than it would happen with our local fishermen taking their own kids fishing just to get the extra fish. If they're going to take the kids fishing, they've got a very good reason to take the kids fishing. It's a family activity. The Game, Fish, and Parks and South Dakota would possibly lose up to $20,000 from revenue on this, and maybe that's going to convince you to vote against it. If the Game, Fish, and Parks is willing to say, we're willing to give up that money, We feel that this is a noble cause and that it will make people like Representative Hennies, who takes out his 2.5-year-old, to understand that this is not a big crime to do so. They think it's a good bill, and I, again, urge you to support it. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I think Representative Hoback somewhat gives us the main reason for voting against this bill. Do you actually think in your mind that somebody's going to come out here 200 miles and a $30 license is going to make a difference to them whether or not they come to fish? I think not. So I think I'm going to join my friend Representative Abdallah and vote against this bill. And I'm feeling a little reluctant about that because I've been doing that quite regularly lately, and it's a bad sign.
Further cogent remarks.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I usually talk on every bill, but it seems like everybody has an opinion on this, and this has got me so confused, I think I'm going to ask to be excused. Hennies is for it, Abdullah's against it, and Brown. Now Flowers is teaming up with it. This is great. Everybody has an opinion. Jim had an extra point, excellent point. Anytime the Game, Fish, and Parks and the Wildlife Division is willing to give up some of that money we can't access, I think it's a good bill. I hope you can support it.
Further remarks. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Bradford?
I rise in opposition to this bill because Representative Junkie decided to be for it. Thank you.
Further remarks. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Abdallah speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Davis.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, this bill may have its points, but I am approached every year by the handicapped citizens in the state of South Dakota asking for free fishing licenses. Do we provide for our own before we provide for out of state? I just hope you'll ponder this question as you're thinking about voting. Thank you.
Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One last point. Representative Henney said there's two ways to keep a kid straight: go to church and take him fishing to keep him out of trouble. If we're going to do that, let's do it with our own kids first.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1041. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1041.
Representative Tom Hansen and Jim Peterson. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 32 yeas, 37 nays, one excused.
House Bill 1041, having failed to receive the majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost.